Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Ali, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, hope you're doing great. Love your content and wanted to show my support. I really enjoyed your video on Pakistani women, being a Pakistani-Canadian immigrant myself. I couldn't agree more with everything you discussed. From my own personal experience of Paki women, I think you really nailed it. Also, the majority of men in this culture are Bollywood-pilled simps, with no ambition in life except to get married, have a 9-to-5 job, and pump out babies. A huge salute to you, good sir, all the way from Edmonton. Peace. Well, Ali, thanks for the donation. Since you didn't give me a topic, I wanted to cover an article called China Bans Sissy Men from Television to Encourage More Masculinity in Young Men. The CCP is going in the right direction, in many ways, but in the wrong direction in others. Of course, if you ask the Chinese Communist Party, they would say that everything they do is in the right direction. They're waging their new cultural anti-cuck revolution. They need to ask themselves if it's their young men and boys seeing simps on the silver screen that's actually turning them into soy boys, or if it's something else. You can't have it both ways. In China, economic prosperity brings success, but as they say, good times create weak men. Is waging war against feminized sissy pants boys in China by banning them from the internet really going to make Chinese men more masculine and bring up the birth rates? I have to give them credit for at least recognizing the problem, unlike here in the West. But I believe that it's too little too late to fix the upcoming economic implosion due to demographic decline in China. Yes, promoting Chinese nationalism is healthier for your society in general. Otherwise, your country turns into cuck Canada. But where I believe they get it wrong is with regards to the party reducing children's access to online games. Anyone now under the age of 18 is only allowed to play video games for up to 3 hours a week. I think that's a bad move, and instead I think they need to make more of their games with masculine themes. Restrict Super Mario and promote Metal Gear instead. This move means that China will no longer be able to produce the best video game players in the world. They're currently tied with the United States for the best gamers. As I've said before, that the wars of the future will be fought between remotely controlled robot armies, run by the world's best video game players. That future war will look something like Ender's Game instead of Saving Ryan's Privates, which I'm sure many of the now-fired sissy boy celebrities in China will have to do to survive. Before I discuss China's blunder banning gaming while succeeding at banning simps off of television and the internet, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the fortune cookie full of foolish Chinese policies, Clown World Show. I want China to get things right and for their nationalism to rise, and strong masculine stereotypes to create a healthy society. The problem is that China is now destroying its future military advantage. There's a famous saying that generals always fight wars with the last war's military strategy, but the next war's technology. That they focus on what has already happened instead of what will happen. They aren't futurists. They're trained to conform and obey orders. That's how they got their positions, not because of creative thinking. It seems that art and innovation are for sissy men and simps, don't you know? A good example of this is during the Second World War. The Germans were doing their Blitzkrieg thing, and when they invaded France, the French were preparing for trench warfare. About a year ago, there was actually a battle fought between masculine soldiers and mechanical drones, and the war was over fast and the machines won. Maybe the Chinese are hoping that their young men get their aggression out in other ways, banging girls instead of smashing their computer game controllers and joysticks. Unfortunately, there aren't enough girls to go around thanks to the one-child policy, an increased abortion of girls. But I believe that the feminized males that were banned off of Chinese media were actually there for the girls and not the boys. So it's women that are going to suffer because they won't be able to see dapper young gentle simps on television anymore. I grew up in a hyper-masculine culture in the 1980s, along with many of you guys, and we still believed in equality. The two ideas seemed to coexist at the same time back then. Yes, I believe that China should create a completely masculine culture. In the West back then, we had He-Man with characters completely covered in muscles. Every 1980s action film star was a muscular brute, and G.I. Joe was the most popular toy line of all time. And it had a cartoon where every single episode was a mini-war. In Transformers, the bad guys would transform into warplanes and guns. The good guys were turned into muscle cars and trucks. That's how you instill masculinity. You let kids have masculine toys and role models. But more importantly than that, you instill discipline. It wasn't until the third grade where I actually had my first male teacher with no toys in the classroom that I finally started to excel at learning. So yes, the Chinese are right to limit gaming if they want more disciplined males. But as I said earlier, the wars of the future will not be fought and won on discipline alone, but on how quickly your soldiers can operate robots and drones. So to me, it looks as though the Chinese Communist Party just shot themselves in their Szechuan chicken. As for other things that the government is banning over there, I just love that they're banning shows about the children of celebrities. The nepotism has to stop, and so does useless time-wasting gossip. Banning celebrity fan clubs is also a smart move. Their social credit system is in high swing, and they don't care if you're a man or a woman. If you don't play by the rules, they'll cancel you. One actress, Zheng Shuang, was fined $46 million for tax evasion, as a warning to other celebrities to be positive role models, i.e. pay your tax to the government. The article also doesn't mention much about the state going after lying flat movements. Older guys can still play their video games while working as little as possible and going their own way in China. That's why eventually there'll probably be a blanket ban on everyone playing video games, which will be introduced in that country. I'm predicting that anything that distracts you from being a more productive, hardworking citizen will eventually be taken away from you. It's starting with celebrity fan clubs and video games for kids. I think we'll see a greater war on simps and cucks in China, especially if they don't want to produce wealth for the state to loot. Communism in the Soviet Union failed because the workers pretended to work and the government pretended to pay them. China has military conscription, and yet they still complain about the lack of masculinity. It's not the culture that's at fault, but the one-child policy that creates cucks. The male children with no siblings, one set of parents and two sets of grandparents are to blame for this. They're referred to as little emperors in China. How do you re-educate so many spoiled brat simps that have been showered with so much attention, high expectations, and pressure from their parents and grandparents? When you have a culture of entitlement, it's hard to change things quickly. It'll take a couple of generations to do so. Communists surely know that. A few months ago, the CCP pushed for a three-child policy because they went from a one-child policy to a two-child policy, but the birth rates didn't really go up all that much. This is the stupid thing about central planning. The planners assume that if they change the rules and tell people how to live, that people will embrace what they say and do as they're told. Top-down approaches rarely work and always destabilize society because people are always the most productive when you give them autonomy. The best slave is the one that believes he's free. That's what frustrates me about China. They seem to get it at first by building up businesses in their country, yet they're now trying to reverse the positive reforms they had before Xi Jinping took over. The idea of clamping down and controlling what celebrities have to say is kind of paranoid, as if they want to take their attention and power away from them so that people can worship their glorious communist leaders instead. Game developers in China are also now required to submit new game titles to the government approval office before release. The games have to be nationalistic in theme. Healthy nationalism is a good thing, but it's like the political leaders are becoming narcissistic and demanding people focus on them and give them attention instead of other famous people. It's like they're creating a cult of worship. If people don't have kids and the population ends up falling, then they'll have less people to rule over and their narcissistic fix supply will go down. Imagine what happens to the morale of the CCP when India overtakes it as the most populated country in the world, with a growing economy. Their ego damage would be immense. I think that's about all I've got to say with regards to China. Recently, Hammerhand the MGTOW monk lost his second YouTube channel, after the first one had already been banned. He was getting close to 40,000 subscribers. I now see that if you actually want to succeed as an online content creator, you can expect to succeed on YouTube for about 6 months to a year, until the censors find you and throttle down your channel or ban it. You need to take that time to push your subscribers to move over to all tech platforms, where they won't be able to make any advertising revenue, but the crowdsourcing money should more than make up for it and help you keep going. Creators like Dave Cullen at Computing Forever, Joker at Better Bachelor, and Amazing Polly come to mind when I think about that strategy. Hammerhand didn't take the time to aggressively push his all-tech platform presence enough. And if he starts a third channel, he should do that so that his audience doesn't have any interruptions with his content. A while back I made a video called My Mom Does OnlyFans, or something along those lines, and it actually got more views on BitChute than it did on YouTube, even though there's supposedly 10 times more subscribers on my YouTube page when compared to BitChute. It's only a matter of time before the West becomes just as censorious as China. It might even get to the point where the government regulates the alt tech platforms with laws from above. I'm scripting this video on the 2nd of September 2021, and it'll be released after the Canadian election, which is just under 3 weeks away. I really hope that Justin Trudeau loses so the Canadians can keep their freedom of speech just a little bit longer. But I keep getting this crazy feeling that he might promote mail-in ballots and lock down the usual way of voting. We have a paper hand-counted voting system. He's probably looking for a way to get rid of it, and he respects China's authoritarian top-down approach to control. So this could be it. I really hope that when this video is released, I can breathe the first sigh of relief I've had in a long, long time. As for creating video content online, don't expect it to last. Just use YouTube as a launching platform for sites like BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey. Don't rely on the money if you're monetized. Bank it or invest it in promoting yourself on other platforms. That's what I would do if I was forced to start all over again. But the 28% tax on YouTube creators outside the United States has sufficiently demoralized me from starting another channel ever again. I bet that's why the government passed the legislation, because they want the YouTube money to stay in America. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ali for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button. The way the Chinese sissy boys kicked off of social media will now have to get smashed by secretly gay CCP party members for survival. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Chinese intelligence from figuring out that they've just given America the strategic military advantage away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.